Journey to the unend in this new audio adventure filled with cosmic exploration and strange reality-bending encounters.
Unend follows a supernatural ship and a remarkable crew on an expedition to explore the highest heights, deepest depths, and furthest reaches of the known cosmos. But their journey is fraught with peril as they discover truths and realities far stranger than any of them could ever have imagined.
This standalone series takes place in the Midst Cosmos, a surreal sci-fantasy setting home to other podcast series, such as Moonward and the award-winning audio drama Midst.
Unend is created and produced by us, Third Person, and we'll also serve as the playfully omniscient narrators of the voyage.
New episodes of Unend release every Wednesday anywhere podcasts are found, or through the Midst Podcast YouTube channel.
For early, ad-free episodes and lore-expanding bonus content, join Beacon at beacon.tv or become a member of midst.co.
Good evening, all you aboleths. Swim on into the Stinky Dragon, drink up our latest Java. Black Forecast Coffee. It's a mixture of freshly brewed trench roast coffee, chalk cloud syrup, charmed cherry juice, topped with tail whipped cream and chalk cloud shavings. One swig of the psychical swill, you'll find the telepath of least resistance in no time. Now, bring over a brew and buckle up, because it's time for us to begin this beastly bedtime tale.
Gus, are you okay?
Yeah.
What's going on?
When I was a little kid,
He wants to suck our blood.
I was scared of the Vincent Price monologue in Thriller.
Yeah. It's creepy.
Like, I would have to like cover my ears or skip it because it was like, it was too scary for me as a little kid.
That laugh too.
Yeah, oh my God, the laugh, like it would give me nightmares.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Vincent Price was a very famous old actor and he had a very recognizable voice, did a lot of horror stuff, was known for that genre.
You know, I Am Legend?
Yeah.
He was in a movie that was... the original I Am Legend, okay. But not Omega Man.
That helps.
Because that was Charlton Heston.
I thought you were going to tell me something about the actual I Am Legend. Anyways.
Anyway, if you spooky. Listen to Thrillers, there's a spooky monologue in it, and that was Vincent Price.
Vincent Price is like Will Smith, but from the 40s.
Yep. No.
Okay.
I was going to say, guys, someone's going to listen to you do that monologue and think that you are just as scary. You're going to be someone's nightmares.
Another one.
Honor.
Yeah. So we're doing, this is the kickoff for our new campaign. So
here.
We're recording from the red carpet.
Yeah.
click.
As such, we would like to have all of you, our four players, introduce yourselves and your character. Like, you know, just what your name is and who you're playing.
Are we in like a wagon or are we just talking into the void?
this is meta.
Okay.
Meta. This is the opening graphics of a Pokemon game. Oh. Hi, what's your name?
Are you a boy or a girl?
Blank, what's your name?
Blank, oh, you're going off. For me. Oh, yeah. What is his name?
Your name. Yeah, your yes. name.
Yeah. Oh, wait, like my character's name or me?
Both.
Oh.
Do both.
Is okay. this your
this
first podcast?
This is the first podcast Blaine has ever done.
I'm Blaine Gibson. Do you want my middle name?
Yeah. Mark. No.
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 No, wait.
That's my dad's
What
name.
Is your middle
no,
name?
No, don't give middle names. Go on.
No, I can't. That's like security questions.
How did you mess this up, Blaine?
I don't know. Do we want to restart?
Just
go.
Okay, hi, I'm Blaine Gibson. Last season, I played Kyborg the Mighty, but this season, I'm switching it up, and I'm going to go with a very chipper tiefling. His name's Chip Haney. He's just a righteous dude. Very friendly. The nicest guy you ever did meet. Do you want to know his backstory, or do you want that delivered in the
no,
universe?
No, we'll worry about it. We'll get to that as the campaign goes on. I think what you said will suffice.
Okay.
Now, if anybody else wants to do that and take like a quarter of the time, that would be great.
Sure. My name is John Reisinger, and I will be playing Mathilde Confucius.
Say what?
Have fun, Gus.
Oh. Her first name is Mathilde, and they are an Aarakocra monk.
What's an Aarakocra?
Big bird.
About 450.
I hate you.
Big bird.
I missed Gus DMing, but I also did not miss Gus DMing.
Now he has like authority. You know, it's the worst.
I'm Chris Damaris, and
My character is named Barney, and he is...
I need a voice. We've all given voices.
No, this is his voice.
Yeah. I'm working it on it.
And it sounds like...
I am. I'm Barney.
There you go.
I'm Barney.
I don't think you have to do the Yoda clearing throat to find your voice.
And he's a human male, and he's very old. He's like a definitely senior citizen.
In the class you'll be playing as Chris.
He's a cleric.
There you go.
Ooh, okay.
I have no idea what
a holy man.
Yeah.
Oh, do we not?
You think I was a cleric?
I don't think you guys mentioned your classes.
You didn't? Oh, I thought you did.
I said monk.
Yeah, you did.
I said tiefling rogue.
Tiefling rogue.
I don't think you said
rogue.
Okay. And I am Barbara Dunkelman, and I will be playing Ilga von Brath. She is a female half-elf vampire barbarian. That is a mouthful.
It's so terrible.
Half-elf vampire barbarian.
So much.
And just like Barney, she is also very old, but looks very young. Yeah.
Are we allowed to ask how old?
A lady never tells her age. Oh.
It's a little rude.
But she looks like she's 11.
Yeah.
Hey, audience, keep in mind, our whole voice is going to change by episode 4. We'll have our voices
locked in for you.
If you remember the way the Infinite campaign started, nobody had found their character.
No. And Blaine will just drop his voice at episode 4.
And I also want to point out, if you are just joining us for the first time in Tales from the Stinky Dragon, this is the premiere of our new campaign. But we do have a previous campaign we did, which is about 85 episodes long, give or take.
86. But 86? Yeah, right around there.
About the tale of the Infinites. So if you want to catch up on that one too, it is all available for you to listen to, as well as a mini campaign we did in between that one and this one, hosted by Chris Damaris.
So if you're walking from the Atlantic to the Pacific coast and you need something to pass the time, listen to all 85 plus the 5 mini episodes.
But if you're here, you don't need to listen to the others. You can start
unrelated.
Oh, yeah, this is fresh. This is
speaking
fresh.
Of passing the time.
Yeah.
I have here a list of 100 questions that were submitted online via the Stinky Dragon subreddit and Discord, and a few were added by Micah, our writer. He's sitting right over there.
Hi, Micah.
They're kind of role-playing warm-up questions designed to peel back the onion of the party's characters for the audience. So each week, you know, before we dive into the Tavernly Tale, someone in the party will roll a D100. We'll take turns every week. And then I'll read you all a question, and everyone takes turns providing a quick answer.
Let's just break the ice, huh?
Yeah. So who wants to roll first?
I'll roll.
Yeah, roll me a D100.
D100.
Let's learn about Ilga.
Or everyone.
No, this is just you answering.
No, it's everyone answers.
Oh, I thought you said no. You take turns answering. Oh, okay.
So it's a 10 and a 3?
13.
So 13.
We have a question here from Tiny Homo Sapien on Discord, who asks, what is your character's most hated smell?
Feel like I'm being targeted for that.
your character.
Yeah, I'll just make up stuff then.
John doesn't know what smells. Smelling.
He doesn't smell very good.
I think it's an obvious one. Being a vampire, I hate the smell of garlic.
I actually didn't know where you were going to go there. I was like, what's the opposite of blood?
Garlic, obviously.
I guess so. I like that.
Barney, you want to answer that? Yoda?
I think my most hated smell, I guess it's dead things.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. I got that.
That's up where you and I differ, Barney.
Chip, what about you?
Oh, Chip hates the smell of bleach. It's a necessary part of the job when you're a rogue and you're doing murder and you got to do a cleanup. But it makes me want to gag.
Does Chip have a pretty bad gag reflex?
Oh, he's got the worst.
Matisse?
I would have to say that the worst smell there is obviously burnt bread. As a baker myself, working at the boulangerie, ooh, I hate that smell.
It's wasted potential.
It is a failure.
Mm-hmm. Well, greetings from the world of Groteth, a dark domain ruled by what some would call monsters. Groteth is a single continent once fiercely fought over by 7 monster clans. For decades, each clan took turns laying siege to the other's empire in an attempt to lay claim to the whole realm as the rightful ruler. After nearly a century of monster blood soaking the soil, one leader arose to propose a new idea. A leader known as the Wolfman, proffered a peace treaty that would divide the land evenly into pieces amongst the 7 clans, establishing settlements, borders, and trade. Unprecedentedly, all 7 heads of the clan gathered at the center of Groteth to sign the peace treaty, thus establishing a tentative but lasting peace. The heads of the clans were Dracula, Frankenstein, the Mummy, Blob, Nessie, the Headless Horseman,
the soccer player,
and of course, the Wolfman. Fast forward to today, 113 years later, at the center of Groteth.
Wait, so is this Frankenstein or Frankenstein's monster we're talking about here?
Maybe we'll find out.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. That means he doesn't know and he's trying to cover it.
Dracula, Frankenstein, Mummy, Blob, Wolfman. And who are the other two?
No, Nessie, soccer player.
Nessie and the Headless Horseman.
Oh, Nessie. I'm so sorry. So quick to judge.
Everyone, let's go ahead and get this party started. Everyone, go ahead and roll me a perception check.
4.
15.
18.
All 3.
Some good ones in there. And then there's also Chip and Mateet. Chip and Chip and Mateet, your heads are swimming and you can taste dried blood on your lips. You try to open your eyes but find it difficult to see. One of your eyes feels swollen shut.
Ouchies.
That's not
that's
you.
That's not you. You're Barney.
Oh, sorry.
Your aching body, Barney,
your own name.
Aching body stirs on what feels like a cold stone floor. You hear the clinking of metal and peer down to see your hands and feet are manacled. They're daisy chained to 3 other prisoners on the floor next to you. And Elga, you are able to gather your bearings and have a look around. You appear to be in a tall, circular stone room. You look up and see a tiny barred window high above you, trickling with water, and a solid iron door to the south. You notice a few other individuals also wearing manacles in the room with you.
Well, good thing we're not wearing monocles, you know, because then our vision be blurry. Hi, I'm Chip Haney. Good to meet ya.
Was that an attempt at a joke?
Oh, yeah, I'm full of jokes. Thank you. What's your name, Mr. Laughing Man?
I'm Barney.
Oh, Barney. Good to meet you, Chip Haney.
Nice to meet you.
Put her there.
How'd we end up here?
I don't know. Must have been a heck of a bender.
can I get up?
Yeah, you go ahead and stand up.
Will you four keep it down?
Who said that?
Keep what down?
You look around and realize that there are 3 other prisoners in this holding cell along with you.
Oh.
Speaking to you right now is an Abraelian, but it's like a bulbous floating brain with a wide, sharp beak and no eyes and long tentacles with sharp barbs on the tips.
Never met an Australian before.
Crikey.
What?
Hi.
Hello. Some of us are trying to rest here.
Okay. Do you know how you got here? I don't remember showing up in this cell.
I remember how I got here. I don't know how about you.
What, describe, there's 2 other people?
Yeah.
Can we see them?
The other 2 prisoners appear to be also shackled up to this one.
Mm-hmm.
They're both gnomes, and they seem to be talking amongst themselves, kind of trying to ignore you.
Can I approach them a little bit? The Australian, can I approach them?
The Brilliant, yeah. He sees you approaching Mateet and asks,
who are you?
Hello, my name is Mateet. I was wondering, sir, do you know where we are right now?
So we're in jail right now.
Yeah, that's precisely. I appreciate the obvious answer, but any chance that you know what particular jail or city we are in right now?
We're in the Wolfham Officer 4 Station.
Sorry, your nasal voice made it very hard to understand. Wolfman?
Wolfman?
Wolfham Officer 4 Station, also known as the WAFS. You know that, presumably.
Right. Thank you very much.
What was your name again there, sir?
I'm Quill. What about you? What's your name?
Ah, Chip Haney. Hey, how you doing? You can call me Chip off the old block, because we're in the clink, you know? The cell block.
What are you in here for, Chip?
I have no idea. I must have killed someone.
That's a leap.
It's, you know, I have a history.
Do you kill so many people you don't remember if you killed someone recently?
Oh, I've racked up quite the head count, yeah. I used to be an assassin, yeah.
Do you know if we came in together or if we came in separately?
You all came in together.
Oh,
we must be pals.
Do you all know each other?
I don't think
now
so.
Now we do.
Never met these individuals in my life.
What about you? What's your name?
He points at you, Elga.
My name is Elga von Brath. Nice to meet you.
What did you eat for breakfast today, Elga?
Blood.
That's a good answer.
Very fast.
I mean, it's going to be the answer every time someone asks me what I ate.
It's easy. Is there any chance that Matid can check on the door? Is it like a typical iron door, like wrought iron door, or is it like a wooden door with locks on it?
It's a solid iron door. It has no handle. It seems like it has a small eye slot that is currently closed.
Okay, so no way of looking out.
No.
Okay.
Do I happen to have... hi there, Chip Haney. Pleasure to see you.
Hi, Chip. What do your feet smell like?
Oh, my feet? They smell like... I wear these special shoes, right? Because I like to scooch around all quiet-like, and I call them sneakers. And they smell real bad because these are my recreational shoes.
Can I smell them?
Absolutely. Go right ahead there, partner.
This is a very weird individual.
Hey, I'm not going to yuck his yum.
He puts his a wide beak down near your feet.
Give it a good huff there. Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
Thank you. That means that's the smell of hard work. Do I happen to have any of my tools? I have like a small little pack that I put on my waist. I call it my fanny pack. It's got my thieves' tools in it.
He can't leave the accent.
What?
He can't leave the accent while he's talking to Gus, the DM.
Oh, well, he's talking out loud, yeah.
are you asking
the DM or are you asking the Abrellian?
Column A, column B.
Shut up.
The Abrellian looks around your body, looks you up and down, and looks around your waist.
Looks around your body.
Yeah, like,
You don't appear to have anything on you.
You said there's two gnomes?
Yeah.
And they're trying to ignore us?
Well, one of them's very angrily talking to the other.
Mm. You guys okay? Hello?
One of them turns around and pulls out a little shiv and points at you, Barney.
You stay back.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to stay back.
Wow.
Is there a reason why?
There's no need to get aggressive, yeah. Fellas.
Cool your jets.
You stay over there.
Okay.
Turns around and begins talking to the other gnome again.
What language are they speaking?
Gnomish.
That wasn't very nice.
Can I talk to...
Does Barney say that?
Yeah.
The other gnome who's being yelled at says,
yeah.
Hey, is he always like this?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
He just kind of shrugs his shoulders.
Maybe he's just a little bit sensitive and not very happy to be in here. We all have bad days.
Do you guys need anything?
Yeah. I need you to stay back over there.
Okay.
Pulls his shit out and points it at you again.
Okay.
I do not believe we got your names easier. Do you have names, little gnomes?
The second one that's being yelled at says,
I'm Jack. That's Jaharton.
Jack and Jaharton. Pleasure to meet ya.
Matit, make me a perception check.
That's a nat 2023.
You notice that Jack is munching on some popcorn right now. And as you're watching him eat the popcorn, you realize that Jack and Jaharton look very identical.
Like, really, really identical?
Yeah, like... They might be twins? You don't know.
Oh, I've been to the Twin Cities once or twice.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. That's great. Inspiration die right there. First one of this
first
campaign.
One.
Jacques, is by any chance, are you two brothers?
Oh, yeah.
He's munching on popcorn.
That's a bit. Where did you get the popcorn?
He points up at the window at the top of the cell.
I'll look up at the window top of the cell.
Make me another perception check.
With a 23 already?
And you said there was water coming in from that window, right?
Correct. Yeah, and the first perception check was for the gnomes.
20.
Don't test me, Sorolla.
He's so perceptive.
You don't see anything, but you can hear the bustling sound of footsteps, wagons, and various muffled conversations coming in through the window.
Could I try to climb up there?
Yeah, it's about 30 feet high, but you can give it a try. You are currently manacled to these other three fine individuals.
Though. Oh, I
so
am.
Everyone would have to try to go up there together.
Elga, you need a boost?
I don't like being attached to these. Could I try to unlock myself from them?
Yeah, you just want to try to, like, is there anything specific you want to do? Or you just want to try to, like, pull the manacles off?
Well, I'm also so small that I imagine the manacles they have probably wouldn't be for children. So I imagine I could maybe wiggle my wrists out of there.
Yeah, you can give it a try. Why not? I mean, make me a, if you know, wiggle, make a, like, a dexterity check.
We have all of our items on us?
No.
Okay.
That's a 20.
Ooh.
You know how to, like, make your hands really small to try to get out of the manacle. But you think there's something special about it. It seems like it is perfectly suited for your wrist size, even though you are small in stature.
A child.
You're not sure if it's if these are children's manacles or if there's something about them that allows them to shrink down to be the appropriate size for your
wrist.
This
place is kind of messed up if they have manacles for children.
I agree. Bespoke manacles for little baby hands.
Any chance I can pass through them?
What do you mean?
I'm a ghost.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't think I've said that yet.
I don't think you have, yeah.
Sorry. Matty Compisius is a ghost.
There's a ghost.
It's okay, Bernie. She's a nice ghost. Uh-oh. You ever seen Patrick Swayze making pattery?
Pattery?
Pattery!
So because there's something special about these manacles, I wasn't able to escape from them?
You're not able to slip them off, no. You try to slip through them, you know, with your non-corporeal essence, but there's something about these manacles that keep you stuck in that position, unable to pass through them.
Magic manacles.
What if we all act like someone passed out or died, maybe got shivved by one of the gnomes, and we all raise a fuss, and then the guard comes in, and when he does, we jump him and take his keys?
Well, we could take a little nap.
We could take a nap, Bernie. That is valid.
At this point, Quill comes over to you, Chip.
Hi there, Quill. You want another sniff?
Where's home?
What?
Where's your home?
My home?
Yeah.
Oh, I come from the land of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of wizards out in Wisconsin. Oh, yeah. It's up in the north.
Do you miss it?
I miss my parents, you know?
Tell me about them.
Okay. My parents are Mike and Linda Haney. Good people. Both educators, all right? You know, great teachers. My dad coaches hockey, fantasy hockey.
Hockey,
that's right. And football.
Football?
Couple of state championships under his belt. He's good at his job.
Do they smell bad?
They smell great. My parents are delightful people.
Even though the ball is made of feet?
No.
I am not familiar with this language.
What's that?
What is this that you speak?
English? Base? Common.
I never heard these words before.
Well, you're speaking them right now. Look at you. You're a miracle child.
Well, that I know already. Thank you.
Did you want a boost?
Yeah, I Matid would also like to try and help if Elga.
You won.
Maybe we can all stick on top of each other.
Oh, yeah. I'll be the base. I do a lot of squats.
What order are we in? Is it like...
I guess manacles, we'd go up and down that way.
Matit is on one end, followed by Chip, followed by Barney, followed by Elga on the other end.
Okay. You said it's 30 high?
Yeah, it's about 30 feet high, more or less.
Is it looking like all four would need to be stacked or just three of us?
Well, we're all attached, so I think we have
to. Yeah, so we need to make the we need to go all the way
up. You probably would.
Yeah. All right. I suppose this is what we're going to do. So, yeah. Everyone's in agreement of this? Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mateen, can I hop up on your shoulders there? Oh, thank you. Give me a little piggyback ride. All right, Barney, your turn.
Okay, what do I do?
Oh, you got to hop on my back there, pal.
Okay, here I go.
All right, here you go.
Do you need some help up there, old man?
Okay.
Okay, here, a one and a two and a three.
Oh, we're going on three?
And a four and a five.
Oh,
you doing the dance?
Can I try and climb up?
Yeah, so you're trying to climb up.
I guess it's like two people high.
Up on Chip's back there.
Yeah, go ahead and if you're trying to climb and stack up like that, make...
Athletics?
I'm trying to think. I think it's more like acrobatics. Make an acrobatics check.
Feels acrobatic.
10.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I am a tiefling. I got horns, so if you need some footholds or something, but also you could get stabbed by them, so...
Barney, you start, you know, clambering on and trying to crawl up, and as you do so, you know, some of the rocks come loose in the side of the wall, and you're able to maintain and hold yourself. But the rocks fall out near Jahardin, who jumps up angrily again with a shiv.
I told you to stay away. Get down from there.
I'm sorry.
Get back down here.
Okay.
We want some of the popcorn as well. We are looking for the street popcorn that's come from the window up here.
Sharing is caring.
You realize now that there is something different about these two. Even though they look very similar physically, Jack, while he's sitting there munching on popcorn, has a giant tattoo on his chest of what looks like a map with a red X on it.
I see something from up here that I didn't see from below.
My old human eyes just needed to get up high.
Are you farsighted?
I'm just sighted.
What do you see up there, old man?
He's got a map.
Where?
I think on his... Is that a map where your chest should be?
I think his chest is still there. I think it's just a tattoo.
Perhaps it is on his... Yeah. Hey, cool ink there, brother.
I set Chip down, since it seems like. Oh wait, but you're still up top.
Yeah, he didn't climb all the way up. Okay. He's still on the wall, but Jahardin is glowering at him very angrily with a little shiv out in his hand.
Don't you get off that wall.
I'm not on the wall. I'm on my friend Chip.
Hi.
Get off your friend.
Okay.
And I'll climb back down.
I approach Jahardin and I say, "Hey there, pal."
He's still up.
He's pointing his shiv at you.
Excellent craftsmanship on that that shiv there. I've made a couple shivs in my day, and that's a good one.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, we all want to get out of here, and I'm sure you and Jack there want to as well. Is that map? Is that the map of this here prison?
Jahardin looks over at Jack.
No.
Oh. Okay.
What is it a map of?
Yes, yeah. What is it?
Would have been very smart to get a map of the prison tattoo.
Very specific, though.
Wow.
A very specific prison tattoo.
In between munches of popcorn, Jack looks down at his chest and goes,
"Huh? Where'd that come from?"
You don't remember getting this. It seems as though you would. It would hurt a lot. A lot of very fine needle pointing in your chest.
Yeah.
Jahardin, where did I get this from?
Yeah, Jahardin, like, kind of looks puzzled at Jack for just a second.
Too many questions.
Could I go over and look at it closer?
Yeah, sure.
While pulling you guys with me.
Just dragging Barney.
You look at it. It's a little hard to get a look at because Jack is also looking down at it, seemingly like he's looking at it for the first time. He's also examining it. It's not an area you recognize, but you are easily distracted because there are various hairs and moles in the way. And you're not sure, are they part of the map? Or is it parts of his body? Or is it intended to be integrated into the map? It's really confusing. There's a lot going on there.
Is it, like, what perspective of the map is it? Is it, like, land or a city? Or, like, how can we tell what?
A blueprint?
Yeah, like, how?
What's the scale?
Any major freeways on it?
It's a bunch of trails, it seems like.
Do we recognize that this is from Groteth?
It doesn't seem like it's from the city, I'll say that.
Okay.
Is this a treasure map?
I do not know.
Just south of the nipple there, you got a highway.
At that point, the little, what do you call it? The little viewport on the door opens up, and you see a pair of eyes glowering in.
Hello.
All right, all of you, sit down.
Okay.
I sit down.
I pop a squat.
Why?
Oh.
Sit.
That's not an answer to my question.
You see the eyes look away off to the side, presumably at another person standing out there that you can't see. And then you hear, like, keys begin clanging and opening up the door to the cell.
Well, thank you.
You four, get out of here! Come on, let's go!
Okay. See you guys later.
Jack, Jahard,
Quill.
Quill.
Nice to see you. You guys have a good one.
Tell your parents I said hello.
Okay.
We'll remember you.
As a reminder to our listeners, all of these NPC names come from audience members, and sometimes we gift audience members characters like Quill, the feet smeller. Whoever that is, thanks for your patronage.
He's just curious about the world. Listen, he interacts with the world differently than the rest of us interact,
like,
with the world.
You don't get upset at a dog for sniffing butts.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
that's just how they... That's how they get around.
It's just a different experience of the world. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Howdy, my unhygienic hearers. Have you seen the latest Stinky Dragon puppet video? You deserve some laughs in your life. Go check it out on social media at Stinky Dragon Pod, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. While you're there, go follow us as well. Plus, if you post on social media using hashtag Stinky Dragon Pod, we might name an NPC in the show after you. Did you know Stinky Dragon has a soundtrack you can listen to? We just dropped the latest album, Paralyte's Poison. It's available on all your favorite music streaming platforms. Turn back the clock and relive the origins of the original Infinites and Paralyte. Plus, we've included encounter music to use in your own sessions of D&D with your friends. Check it out wherever you stream music. Since Mateet and Elga are on the ends, which of you goes out first and which of you goes out last?
I'll go first.
So Elga's leading the way, followed by Barney.
Barney will go last.
Nope.
No, we can't
tell with you, Chris. We can't tell with you. That is a Chris thing you would say.
So Elga, Barney, Chip, Mateet.
Chip Haney, pleasure to meet you.
Allons-y.
So there's two constables who are keeping an eye on you. One of them's leading the way in front of Elga, and then the other one is bringing up the rear behind Mateet.
Hi, I'm Barney.
back in line. Keep going.
I didn't get out.
I like how both you and Chip are essentially Pokemon.
just saying.
Barney, Chip.
That's so good. What race and build are these guards?
One of them is a thick-horned reddish tiefling.
Oh.
And the other one is a pale mustached halfling.
Us tieflings got to stick together, huh?
He slaps you.
Can we see where we're heading?
You're walking out of that door in that same direction, seemingly down a long corridor with jail cells on either side, onto your left and to your right, down this corridor. There's three prisoners scattered throughout these various jail cells.
Do all of them have hair?
I was going to say, any of them like to eat hair?
All three of them two of them are watching you. One of them seems to be asleep.
Can I try to address the guard in the rear?
Yeah. We'll say the one in the rear is, you're at the rear, so we'll say the tiefling is the one at the rear.
Yeah.
Sir, I do not know if you have this information, but my new friends here, we do not know how we got here. Is there any way you could pass that information on to us?
We'll be talking about that soon.
Where are we going right now?
You would be talking, Elga, you'd be talking to the other one, who is the halfling.
Okay.
You're gonna answer some questions. That's where you're going.
I hope we get answers to some questions as well.
I'm kind of wishing you would answer my question right now in a little more detail.
I did!
Chip's got a question for the tiefling.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, pal. Your horns are looking magnificent. How do you keep those things in shape, huh?
Johnson's horn salve, of course.
Oh, Johnson's horn salve. I'm going to write that down.
I'm going to write that down, too.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Bernie.
If you need salve for your horns, make it Johnson's.
Okay, Johnson's horn salve.
I'll remember that. I never forget a thing.
Since you're at the front, make me a perception check.
Perception is not great. I rolled a 6.
Maybe because you're distracted talking with the guard that's leading the way, you're not quite paying attention to where you're walking, and you stumble into a pile of boxes and barrels at the end of the corridor here.
Oh, no.
You stub your toe.
Oh, the smarts. Anyways, where are we going?
This way!
The halfling pulls on your manacles and turns you to the left.
Before he pulls me, could I just quickly glance at the boxes and see if there's anything about them or in them?
Ooh.
Any Johnson's horn salve?
That's where they keep them, the storage.
You look down, and the box you stubbed your toe on, like the lid kind of came off of it, and you see it's a bunch of manacles that seem to be like unassembled and unlocked. Hmm.
Do they look to be the same type that we were wearing?
Yeah, it does seem like it.
Okay, could I grab one with my hand and throw it in front of the guard? And say, haha, I'm free!
First of all, to grab it, make like a sleight of hand check to see if you're able to like get down there and grab it.
21.
Ooh, that's really good, yeah. And make me a deception check as well to see if you're able to fool the guard.
Well.
Okay. The halfling looks over at the manacles you've thrown on in front of him and seems very panicked. And turns around and says,
"Slightly, get out,
quick, everyone, run!"
Okay,
it's just a prank, bro.
Barney turns and runs back the other direction.
Barney turns and runs.
Yeah,
make me a dexterity check.
We are manacled together.
Yes. Yeah.
Is Chris just playing old Gum Gum?
No. 8.
You turn to run, briefly forgetting that you're manacled, and trip and fall on the ground.
Does that take?
I'm sorry.
Does that take Elga and
leave
Chip
me
down?
Alone. Go on without me.
I'll say you all are able to maintain your footing, but the guard seems less concerned now.
Oh.
Looks around and realizes what you've done.
Very good. That's a very good one.
Oh, thank you. Do you think it was so good that you would let us free?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. How about we take you out right now?
Oh.
I don't like the tone that he is giving us right now. I said some sarcasm.
We're going to take you to meet the mayor.
The mayor?
Yeah, you're going to have his job.
Wow.
Wow, that apparently a trick was really good.
Congratulations.
You all make that turn. The guard tugs on your manacles and keeps leading you forward to the left, which would be the east. And there's another corridor with additional jail cells. And down this corridor, there are 5 jail cells, and 3 of them are occupied. In the middle of this passage is a table with a few other officers who are sitting down.
Is there any chance that, I guess, I want to check for anybody holding keys, like on a belt or something or anything like that.
Oh, make a perception check.
13.
It's pretty good. Yeah, you can't tell if anyone has keys necessarily because you're a little distracted because the officers who, or I should say the constables who are sitting at the table here seem to be playing some kind of gambling game, and they have a large stack of coins in the middle of the table.
Oh, in the middle of the table.
Mm-hmm.
Do I recognize what game they're playing?
Seems to be a game of dice called Zigzag Hag.
Do we all recognize this?
Mateet was the one looking.
Do you want to try to see if you see the game, Chris?
Can I see if I see the
game? Yeah. Make me a perception check.
That's a 17.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know Zigzag Hag. They're definitely right in the middle of a game. There's a large stack of coins in the center of the table. This must be a high stakes game.
What is going on over here?
Zigzag hag.
The constables look up with concern at Barney.
Our friend here forgot to take his medication this morning. Grandpa, it's okay.
I love Zigzag Hag.
the constables look at the two who are leading you and says, "You all worked that one over too good. Hit him a little too hard in the head."
Yeah, they did.
Did you turn the dice over?
They look confused at each other and say, "Yes, we did."
Oh, smart.
Hey there, boys, can I buy in, huh? What's the pot at right now?
It's just under 23 gold.
Okay. I check my pockets. I'm assuming all my stuff
is. They laugh with each other.
That's a good one.
It's your gold.
No, that's my gold. This guy's getting a hoot and a holler.
The guards who are leading you pull on Elga's manacles again and keep walking you down the road.
Delicate child, why you pull so hard like this?
This is the longest hallway I've ever done seen.
I feel like there's more we should be like exploring this, but I don't know what else is valuable.
Well, there's five prisoners. We could say howdy ho to them.
There's three.
Well, you passed three, and now there's another three in these jail cells.
Okay.
And these three are watching you.
Okay. Hi, Chipani. Pleasure to meet you.
Hi. Hi, Barney.
There's one of them's a dwarf, one of them's a human, and another one is an Abralian.
Does anyone of them look to be like looking extra intensely at us? Like as if they recognize us or they know something?
No, they just seem to be trying to regard you, maybe sizing you up as to whether you're a threat or not.
But they're in their cell, right?
Yeah, all three of them are in their cells.
I regard them back.
How?
I don't know. Give them a tip of the hat. Where'd my hat go?
What are you guys in for?
The Abralian says,
"Oh, well, I've got the wrong person. I'm innocent."
"What'd you do?"
"Oh, well, I didn't do anything, but they said I double parked my wagon."
"Oh.
You got put into the jail for
some." "Oh, I know.
I think they're trying to fill a quota of some sort."
"Yeah, I do not know."
"Yeah, but what they don't know is I was robbing a bank. That's why I was double parked."
"Oh."
"You were robbing a bank?"
It's her rubbery limbs reach out through the cell to try to quiet you.
"But what they don't know is I stashed the goods before they found me."
"Where'd you stash them, huh?"
"Well, in a place where nobody can find. I tattooed the treasure map on a stupid gnome."
"How did you come about the time to tattoo on a gnome here in the prison?"
"Yeah.
We were put together in holding. We locked up for a little while together."
"What'd you use for a tattoo?"
"And how did you knock him out so he doesn't remember getting it?"
"Well, he doesn't have quite enough bats in the belfry, that one. If you know what I mean."
"I don't."
"Well, it looks like this one, too."
What exactly is included in the goods that you've stolen?"
The Abralian seems to sour a little bit.
"Why would you want to know that?"
"Well, just, I mean, you're telling us an anecdote already."
"Guards! Guards! She robbed the bank! She robbed the bank!"
I don't have any need for money."
The guards who were...
"It was a blood bank!"
"Who were escorting you, pound on..."
That's a way better joke.
They pound on the bars where the Abralian is.
"Hey, back up, Lizzie! Leave her alone!"
"Ah, Lizzie."
And they begin pulling on you again, Elga. Okay. And you make your way to the end of this hallway.
It was a pleasure to meet you, Lizzie.
It appears the hallway turns to the north, but that's not where they're taking you. There's a door at the end of the hallway on the east side And they open up the door and shove you in there.
An open room?
Yeah. What do we see?
All four of us, I assume?
Yeah. Inside this room, there's a slatted table with leather straps in the northeast corner. And off to the side is a tray with a horse riding whip, a branding iron, and a billy club with nails pierced in the end.
Well, would you look at that? We just made it to the torture chamber.
And there's also a cistern of water with bloody hairs floating at the top in the northwest corner, and a small wood-burning stove to the south.
Don't drink that, Barney.
And to the north is a passageway to another room.
To the north, there's another passageway.
Yeah.
Then any other individuals in here?
Yeah, Slightly and the other constable, whose name you don't know yet, are both in the room with you.
And Dad and Max was the halfling or the tiefling?
The tiefling. They pull you very quickly through this room, through the passage to the north, where there's another room.
Mm. Any chance they take us by the table of, like, instruments?
No, they make sure to steer you clear from that table. I think it's not their first time in the torture room.
a classic saying.
Yeah. And they take you through the passage to the other room to the north. And in this room, in the center of the room, is a long table with a few chairs on either side. And on the northern end of this room is a mirror. And there's a locked iron door to the west.
Ah, interrogation room.
You four, sit here.
Okay.
They point at the table, on the side of the table facing the mirror.
Hey, can I have my, how do you say, my phone call? But the fantasy version?
What is the fantasy version of a phone call? Tell me.
Sending stone.
Can I get a sending stone or a carrier pigeon? I just need to contact my lawyer. Sorry, I don't want to talk to the boys in blue without my guy here representing me.
It's your lawyer, Sawyer, by any chance?
He's a good lawyer named Sawyer.
I have some bad news.
Two constables sit down on the northern end of the table across from you.
Oh, my goodness. I've gotten old.
What?
Is he looking in the mirror, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Were you not always this age?
I don't think so.
Is there just no reflection for Elga?
Just floating manacles?
Hello?
Yeah, there is no reflection for Elga. Just floating manacles there.
I'm used to it. It's okay.
Oh, God, that's a heck of a magic trick.
Can you just describe in detail what I look like?
You are such a nice young woman.
Thank you, old man.
Just Helga going, I will drain you last.
The tiefling clears his throat.
My name is Slightly. My friend here is Datamax, and we will be running your interrogation today.
Oh. Okay.
Datamax slams his hands down onto the table and looks at Chip.
You want to do this the easy way or the hard way?
I lean over to Mathilde and say, good cop, bad cop, this is gonna be fun. Well, listen here, copper. I ain't saying nothing.
Coffer!
What?
Cough! Coffer! Not copper!
I'm coughing!
Calm it down, Barney. I pat Barney on the back.
Okay.
City Officer Force! COF! Cough!
Okay. Cool acronym.
Is this the point where you finally tell us why we are here?
Slightly looks at you and says,
can we send you a survey after the interrogation? Customer service is our top priority.
I am a person of patience, but I'm getting tired of asking the same question and not getting the answer I'm hoping for.
I think they're doing the interrogation.
Somehow I think you do not want to make them mad.
What is your full name for the record?
Looking at you, Mateen.
I have been incarcerated without you having my information, Prayer.
It's for the record.
Mati Confucius.
M. A. T.
D. H.
K. I. L.
D.
E.
Yep. Confucius.
When. F. A. S. S. R. E. U. S.
Close enough.
There's so many vowels in there.
Datamax points a finger very close to your face, Elga.
Who do you really work for?
I just work for myself. There's this, you know, it's hard being alone a lot of the time, and I don't like listening to authority very much, so I tend to work for myself.
Yeah.
Promise. Cross my heart. Oh, no, never mind. No cross.
And I'm already dead.
Hope to die again and again and again, and will not make a difference.
And Barney, anything you want to confess?
Well, earlier,
But they're both leaning in very excitedly.
I don't remember how I got here.
None of us do, Barney.
Okay.
Why'd you do it?
I don't know.
Why did you do it? Why? You tell me right now.
I'm sorry.
You stop yelling at Barney. Okay. Lower your voice. He's a friendly old dude.
Is Barney going to confess to
I did it. I did it. I'm sorry.
Slightly interjects and places himself between Barney and Datamax.
Barney, how likely is it you recommend being interrogated to a friend? Scale of 1 to 10. 1 being the worst, 10 being the best.
It turns kind of to look at Chip and yeah. like nods like,
I would say it is very, very highly recommend.
Oh, excellent. So 10 out of 10?
I'm just definitely.
Ooh, the bosses are going to like this.
Interesting feedback.
This is really great. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's my pleasure.
Slightly stares at Datamax.
Are you done? Is that enough? Can we continue? You, Chip.
Yeah.
What's your profession?
Kind of played the fifth on that one there, officer.
I don't like the way you're not answering our questions.
Let's just say that I'm a bit of a home husband, all right? And, I like gardening. Sometimes I work with the youths, the local youths. Oh, I am a tiefling, so I am resistant to fire, so I'm in the volunteer fire brigade.
Oh, well, that's very nice, actually.
Thank you. Yeah. I lean over to Matilda. I'm actually an assassin. Retired. But I'm not going to tell these guys that.
I'm so sorry I got all of you into this mess.
Don't worry about it, Barney.
I can see you chaps are professionals. You're not going to sell out anyone unless you're motivated to do so. Ain't that right? But don't worry. We know how to motivate professionals like you.
You going
to
give us a speech?
That guy, Gus.
That was really good. Constable Datamax steps into the next room. You hear the crackling of a fire, and a moment later, the mustached halfling re-enters the room holding a sizzling red branding iron.
Right. Who'd like to be motivated first?
Hmm? Oh, pick me.
I'm resistant to fire this one. I did it.
No.
There's no point suffering for my crime.
You did it. It was you?
Yes.
Constable Datamax leans in towards Barney, holding the glowing iron inches from your face.
Ow.
Huh. All right. Tell me about it. Now, how exactly did it go down? And who were you working for?
Yes, I did do it. And I was working for... Who do you think I might have been working for?
Oh. Now, where is your partner?
Well, I imagine. Is it one of you?
I don't believe it's me.
Are you my partner?
Why'd you do it, old man?
I'm sorry, I just did it.
That is unacceptable.
I know, and I'm so sorry for getting everyone in this mess. I've messed the whole thing up.
It's all right, Barney.
Okay.
The halfling strokes his mustache for a moment.
Nah, that's rubbish.
Suddenly, Datamax grabs your head from behind and pinches his fingers around your lips, Barney.
Ow.
Ooh, gosh. Right. Well, let's see if we can't loosen your tongue a little.
Oh, no.
And the whole building shakes and rumbles. Everyone make a dexterity saving throw.
17.
10.
19.
18.
Everyone except for Barney makes it.
Ow.
The three of you who did successfully make that saving throw, you're able to keep your balance and avoid falling rubble. Barney, however, maybe it's because Datamax is holding your lips and you're not able to squirm around in your chair effectively. Some falling rubble does come down and hit you, doing 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ouch.
And it knocks you down prone to the ground. Constable Datamax is knocked to the floor and is unconscious. A large chunk of stone hits him in the head, and that red hot iron that he was holding is loose on the ground next to a set of keys. Now you see them. Maybe they were in his pocket.
I grabbed the keys and the poker.
Slightly also fell to the ground, but he is conscious and he sees you looking at the keys and the poker, and his eyes dart to them as well. Let's do contesting dexterity checks to see who's able to get there first.
Since I'm next in line, can I do anything to help?
Let's see how this one goes.
Okay, not good. Not well. That's a 1, so 4.
Think you could beat that?
I did. 9.
By a ton.
You both dive for the stuff, and you blindly reach out, and you mistakenly grab the hot end of the iron and burn your hand at taking 2 points of damage. Slightly, however, is able to quickly grab the keys. What did you want to do, Chip?
I will assist in any way I can. I'm going to... Grab slightly by his tiefling horns. Ooh, boy. Bucking Bronco.
Mm.
Is he prone still?
Yeah, he's still like on the ground. He dove out for that. So make a athletics check to see if you can grab.
16.
Yeah, you're able to grab onto him.
Oh, there, pal. We're going to grab them keys and be on our way, all right?
Take the bull by the horns.
While I have him, because my leg is longer than his arm, I kick the keys over to Mateed.
Oh, the keys come sliding across or clattering across the stone, uneven stone floor.
I just see
in your direction.
Fly past me as I'm on the ground.
I grab them and quickly unmanacle all of us.
Ooh, as you're getting the manacles off, Elga, the final person, the door to the west explodes off its hinges and slams into the table.
Whoa. Am I still on the ground?
You're up at this point. Yeah, you get unmanacled and you're able to get up.
Thank you.
Sprinting past the door appears to be several prisoners, one after the other heading north. Lizzie looks at you briefly, Elga, and gives a motion of a tentacle across her throat and points at you.
Oh, yes, I am very hungry now that you mention it.
The doorway is silhouetted by a man wearing a gray top hat, woolen greatcoat, striped waistcoat, and a white shirt. He holds up a cane and points at you all.
You four, you don't belong here either, do you?
The well-dressed stranger holds out a set of keys. Well, you all already freed yourself. He would have freed you all.
I see you've already taken care of it. We don't have much time. My diversion will occupy the coffs for only so long. Follow me. We must grab your belongings and escape while we can.
The man begins hobbling with his cane down the corridor northward.
Thank you for the assistance. What is your name?
He's already hobbling down the corridor northward.
Can I follow and ask?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Is everyone going to follow?
Are we walking by the desk with the money and all of our stuff?
Your stuff wasn't there. It was just
money,
yeah. No, you're going down the other direction. You hadn't gone northward. You follow the gray-suited man down the corridor past a few doors until he stops at a room with a barred window next to an iron door. He pulls from his coat a small vial and hurls it at the door, and green bubbling liquid sizzles around the doorknob, and the melted metal falls to the ground, and he pushes the door open. Inside are several lockers.
Your personal belongings should be in here.
Neato.
Which one? There's a lot of lockers, and there's only four of us.
But luckily for you, they're all labeled, and they've got names on them. You can very quickly find your locker.
Does anyone see Barney Farney?
That's your last name?
Yes.
Farney.
Oh,
your parents are very evil people.
Right this way, Barney. Here's your locker.
Oh, thank you.
You need help?
Mr. Farney.
Thank you very much. I can get it from here.
Okay.
Elga goes her locker.
Same for Metti.
Yeah. Chip gets his. He gets his fanny pack. And he gets his weapons. His thieves' tools. And he's got some knee pads and some elbow pads. They're scurrying around on the ground. All stealth-like.
Go ring around on that ground.
Barney gets a bunch of, chainmail that's way too big for him and like puts it on.
Can I help?
Yeah. You're like,
Is there anything else other than our belongings in the lockers?
That's a good question. I'm going to answer that in just a moment. Chip, you're not really familiar with chainmail, so make me an intelligence check here real fast.
Okay. 11.
Since you're kind of unfamiliar with chainmail, you don't realize that you're helping Barney put his chainmail on backwards.
Mm. Oh, no.
All right. Yeah. And just right through there. Thank you so much.
All right.
Those things are uncomfortable if you don't get them the right way.
Yeah. It feels like maybe you're choking a little bit, Barney. Maybe your neck got a little wider while you were in here.
I must have grown.
Elga, you were asking if there were... there's many other lockers with many different names.
Is there a Lizzie locker?
Yes, there is a Lizzie locker. You pop it open.
Great.
Inside.
Good choice.
Was not expecting that, so let me scroll back up to find her.
You didn't think about the lifelong feud that Elga just created was going to have with Lizzie?
Well, I didn't anticipate creating a feud.
Lizzie's going to be the big bad at the end.
You see a couple jars of slime, and you see a dagger. A dagger and a vial of ink.
Could I take everything?
Yeah, sure. It's all yours. As you're grabbing it, you start to hear the distant whistles being blown, but they sound like wolves and footsteps coming down the corridor.
That slime's gonna be in your inventory for the entire camping.
Hurry, we must leave at once. Follow me.
Okay.
The gray-suited man hobbles with his cane out of the room and up a set of stairs to the north.
Follow.
I assist Barney up the stairs. Yeah.
No, now I've got my walker.
Oh,
you're in there too?
Yeah.
I'm still bringing up the rear.
So I can walk a little faster and better.
Just spot the old man.
You follow the gray-suited man and begin climbing the stairs, whistling wolves and the clattering of footsteps not far behind you. Your feet start to splash on wet steps as you climb higher and higher. And you finally reach the top where the gray man stands at a door. He slowly opens the door, revealing a thunderstorm downpouring outside. Lightning flashes behind the man as he turns around to you all and says,
"By the way, allow me to introduce myself. I am the alchemist.
Bonjour.
Is that your legal name or?
Scene.
Is that first episode?
That is the first episode.
Oh, dang. I'm gonna keep going.
Of Tales from the Stinky Dragon.
This is fun. I like this cast of characters.
It's a good dynamic we have going on here.
Yeah. Got an inspiration die, episode one.
Did you?
Doing good.
Yeah. His Twin Cities joke.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Top tier.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week with another episode of Tales from the Stinky Dragon. And as we always say, give us a follow on social media at Stinky Dragon Pod.
Tell your friends.
Maybe you'll be in a future episode.
Perfect time to jump in.
Yeah.
Here's a quick shout out to folks that interacted with us on social media recently. Here's some NPCs named after them in this episode. Quill, the nosy Abrelian prisoner, named after @Quillock on Discord. Jahardin, the small-nosed gnome prisoner, named after, you guessed it, Jahardin on Discord. Constable Datamax, the cough interrogator, named after @Datamax on Discord. Constable Slightly, the cough interrogator, named after @SlightlyFrustrated on TikTok. And prisoner Limber Lizzie, named after @LizzieLindlin on Instagram. Also want to give a special thanks to some friends who provided VO for characters in this episode. Go follow them on socials and podcasts for more hilarious content. Prisoner Quill, voiced by Funhouse's Ryan Haley @RyanGameShow. Prisoner Jahardin, voiced by Horror Virgin Podcast and Romancing the Pods, Todd Awesome @ToddJAwesome on socials. Prisoner Jack, voiced by Horror Virgin Podcast and Romancing the Pod, Mikey Randolph @MRandolph24 on Instagram and Twitter. Constable Datamax, voiced by the Valley Folks, Steve Zaragoza @SteveZaragoza. Constable Slightly, voiced by the Valley Folks, Elliot Morgan @ElliotMorgan on Instagram. Limber Lizzie, voiced by Lindsay Jones @IAmLindsayJones. And the Alchemist, voiced by Blizz @BlizzBear. So tune in next time for another thrilling episode of Tales from the Stinky Dragon.